This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Song, acknowledging that we're in the fall season, that summer is over. Seven after the hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. I just have made my witch's brew to get rid of the stuff in my voice. I can hear it already, right?
Ooh,
hear
what's the concoction you use?
It smells like turpentine, but it isn't.
Is it love potion number 9?
No, this is number 3. Love Potion number 3, designed to help Marjorie Taylor Greene with whatever her problems are, and me with my phlegm. So this is a recipe for all of you, not a recipe for disaster, but to avert the disaster of losing your voice. If you're on the radio, a little difficult, have that problem. So it's a combination of honey, apple cider vinegar, and just a little bit of lemon juice, right? And then it got to work. Voila. Ta-da. So, I have been thinking, as I often am,
It's like as soon as you mentioned that, I did this, and then all of a sudden it's like, that's what you think.
It takes a little bit sometimes for it to activate.
I actually had somebody tell me once about trying this, and I do this whenever I have lung infections, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But the concoction you made, you do boiled water with apple cider vinegar and lemon juice, and then you breathe in the steam and let that kind of do its thing for about 10 minutes, and then you pour it in a mug, add the honey, and then you drink it.
I think that is correct. I've heard that too. Yes, but I didn't have time to do that because the radio world calls, and I have to be here so that people don't wonder where I am.
We wait for no one.
Not at all. The time is the time. Do you ever think about what people would say about you? Let's imagine that you're gone. Maybe it is your funeral. What do people say about you? Will they say that you were thoughtful, that you were kind, that you were a wonderful person when you were alive? I think it's just, what will people remember about you? And do you think about that before you open your mouth sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Be grateful for who you are and where you are and what you have. Doesn't mean it couldn't be something better, but, you know, it's just, it's thinking. It's all about thinking. It is. I remember my sixth grade teacher, Margaret Hayes, had a sign on her desk, T-H-I-N-K, think. And that's it. Learning how to think, not what to think, but also when you use that term is so broad. What do you apply it to? You apply it to everything. Really, I think you do. I think, well, there I am, using a sentence, think.
Yeah. And continuing to ask questions and encourage youngsters to ask questions. Too oftentimes, the young ones are told, like, don't question my authority. No.
Right.
Asking questions is a sign of intelligence. Nurture
that. So I was unpopular for a while because, well, not for a while. I still do it. The way I make my living in the main is to ask questions. Why? What? Where? How? I used to do that as a kid on the farm. How did this work? Why is that? Blah, blah. Question right now is, why is China taking their pandas back from our country? Well, the good old Chinese government once again is at it. We will not have any. We have not had this situation for 50 some odd years. Back when the Chinese government was a little younger, a little more interested in reaching out to the world, they gave us a couple of pandas. Now, The zoos in Atlanta and Washington are returning the pandas that have been on loan because the Chinese government says we want them back.
Can't they say, like, well, no take backs?
Well, we can just say, no, we're not going to give you, we'll go to war, we're getting our pandas back again. All right, there it is. Three pandas that were at the National Zoo in Washington for 20 years. These things are the cutest. I don't know, why don't we have some here? They are they're native to China, but there's a lot of stuff native to various places around the world, and we bring them here, breed them, and keep them. I don't understand why that isn't done, but that's me, right? It's easier to complain about. Maybe it is just easier to complain.
Are they
about
taking
the
all the pandas, like including red pandas?
Gone. Yep, everybody's gone.
Even the red pandas?
Oh, I don't know about. Are the red pandas from China?
I believe historically they are, but I don't know if those are in the group that were on loan.
I don't either. Okay, this is the first week of the new Supreme Court session. Starts up. What about what they're all about, and what are they going to be doing, and who are they going to be listening to, and what decisions do they have to make? Chief Justice John Roberts, very business friendly, they tend to be kind of skeptical of government regulation, which is good because we all need to be skeptical about that. And then there's the Republicans, those guys are bad on the Supreme Court. And the Democrats, they're bad or they're good, depends on your point of view. And it seemed like yesterday, last June, when they were all done, and they always have a flurry of announcements at the end of the season, right? This is our ruling on this, that, or the other thing. So you know, all of that stuff is done. There are limits that were passed, I think, last season on the EPA, which was good. On the FDA, which is good, on the IRS, all those things we all want. They still exist, but they don't have as much power after some rulings from last year. So what are they going to do this week? They will hear arguments in the first of three cases involving the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The case details are kind of in the weeds. This goes back to when Obama was president. They created this agency as the financial crisis. Who doesn't remember how we bottomed out in 2009 and 2010? Wow. It was the end of my business, my good business. I had a wonderful 8-year run doing this program. And now after that, what I made a dollar for now, I got, from that point on, I got 10 cents for everything that I got a dollar for before. So, anyway, there is a lot of stuff a lot of this stuff came from Elizabeth Warren, who is a law professor, who's now a senator from Massachusetts. Oh, man, what a nightmare she is and was then. Anyway, they're going to try to figure out whether what they did then with the Federal Reserve was legal. And I can't tell you any more than that because it's so steeped in, as I say, the weeds. It's just more complicated baloney. But now people are, you know, lawyers prevail. Last season in New Orleans, the Fifth Circuit, which probably the most right of center of all. And that's what's wrong. Why should the Ninth Circuit be liberal? And why should the Fifth? Why aren't they all the same? It's like teachers in school. Why are there some good teachers in some schools and bad teachers go to the other school? Why do we have bad teachers? Why do we have bad courts by definition? What is the law is the law is the law is the law.
Yeah.
Right?
And how is there room for corruption in certain industries? How do those fly by?
Because we're basically inherently corrupt. Or, excuse me, we're corruptible. Let's put it that way. Okay, let's see here. What else? Cases on abortion, gerrymandering, guns, opioids, social media. That'll be interesting. Right? Social media.
social
and what's
media.
Going to happen with all of this stuff that's changing. This is social media is out of control, really. They don't know how to deal with it because there's not law on the books. Imagine if they can't handle social media, what's going to happen with AI? And no laws on the books for that either. Mm-hmm. So what's the fate of all of that stuff? And the Supreme
Seems
Court.
Like a lot of it is just too far gone at this point.
Yeah, you think
like,
it is.
There's no turning back. Yeah.
No. Uh-uh. Anyway, the Trump cases that are all before the various the civil cases and the criminal cases that are before local and regional courts, guaranteed if he's found guilty, and he's going to be found guilty on a bunch of these things, they're going to take it to the Supreme Court. Now, they may not be heard, but it'll just be another way of stalling it. Can you imagine this guy gets reelected and then he goes to jail? Seriously. That could happen. There's a scenario where Trump could get reelected, be convicted, and go to jail. That's why it's important. It's always important to get a good vice president. People running for president. Well, we didn't have a figure good president, so he goes hand in hand. Didn't have a very good vice president, but hello. So who's on the list? I think Tom Scott's on that list, right? The lady who's the governor of was it North Dakota is also. Unless interesting, see how that all shakes out. Anyway, speaking of North Dakota, a state senator and his wife and two of their children were killed. Plane he was piloting crashed into an airport in Utah.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking.
Corruption. Senator Robert Menendez going on trial. He's been charged. This is October or whatever, right? So they're going to go to trial till next May, which is when they have the state primary in New Jersey.
Yeah, that seems absurd.
And he may still run. They have a crook. Oh, the crooks are everywhere. Crook on the White House, crook on the crooks.
Yeah.
It seems to
so it's not the crime, politics. It's who's doing it.
Apparently, yes. 18 after the hour. This is crime-free good day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
What?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I know you're saying, wait a minute, it's 23 after the hour. Usually Doug has social media in the focus. Well, I'm going to do a circuitous connection between the chicken song and what's going on in social media. If you'll let me stretch this a little, Jay.
Yeah, what is this actual song, though, when it's not
done by
chicken?
This is called In the Mood.
In the
Mood. It's by a group called the Hen House Five. And there's a lady who's a very good friend of mine, whose husband used to tease me all the time. He listened to me on the local station back in the 70s, and this was my this was my theme song. And he loved it. Called it the Chicken Song, and so I played it for him all the time. Now, this lady has decided that we need to keep the chicken focus going, so she has sent me via social media on Facebook some amazing chicken facts, as opposed to chicken fat. And so I thought perhaps we should indulge, don't you think, a little bit?
I'm here for it. Let's go.
All right. So, backyard chicken folks, are you a backyard chicken person? If you're a backyard chicken person, this is something that you should know, right? There's a list of things, and as I live and breathe, I had it. Remember I said, I got it, and now, oh, wait a minute, there it is. Okay, I just got it back again. One of the things about chickens that you can actually do a little research on social media. They can distinguish between your face and your wife's face, or your daughter's face, or whomever. So chickens know who you are. There's more. The chickens, we have different kinds of hens on the farm, and there's a hen, I forget now what they're called, but they're noisy as all get out.
Roosters?
And they can tell there's something different. What the heck are they called? It's a strange guinea hens. That's what they are. The guinea hens. Right. They see colors, and actually, chickens can see more colors than humans can. How about that?
Really? How do they know this? How do scientists do they figure this out?
I don't know. It's like how do scientists know that dogs are colorblind? I don't know. You're asking too many questions. Let me finish.
Sorry.
This,
okay.
After all. All right. Let's see. Chickens make friends, and when they lose a friend, they grieve over the loss Aww. Of my friend. They can taste salt, but they cannot taste sweet things. They have dreams. I'm with you. I don't know who figured this out. They have dreams when they're asleep. The world's oldest chicken lived to be 16. Wow. There are more chickens on the planet than humans.
Really?
That's kind of shocking, isn't it? The chicken, the fact that we have chickens today, they are the closest living creatures of the dinosaur T-Rex. T-Rex, if you remember, the T-Rex kind of look like, right? Two legs, big mouth, right? There you go. In the wild, they navigate using the sun. And I think most birds do, don't they?
I thought so.
Chickens cannot sweat, but they can run at 9 miles an hour. There you have it. Amazing. You would not hear that. You think anybody else on the radio today is going to do what I just did? You think anybody anywhere is going to do what I just did?
No, and they're missing out. They're missing out on all the fun.
Right. So, the thing is, how do I follow that? That is my radio question right now. I don't know. I got a guy who just sent me a note. Actually, the oldest chicken ever recorded lived to be 23 and a half years old. How Ooh. The heck does this guy know that? That's what
I probably quick Google search.
Facts on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Wine in a box? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Technically, it's in a bag in a box, a plastic bladder with an airtight valve. And boxed wine has been around for years, although you might not have recognized label brands until recently, as name vineyards have followed frugal shoppers who pay lots less for the equivalent of 4 bottles. How? Cardboard boxes and plastic bags are much less expensive packaging than glass bottles, which cost more to ship, production of which asks more of the environment, and which are breakable. And when you open a bottle of wine, the clock starts ticking. But boxed wine can last 4 to 6 weeks from the time you open the spigot on the front of the box, which sits on a refrigerator shelf. Cheers! How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
USA News on demand. On your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia. She says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
USA News on demand. On your phone, on your computer.
Well, as with cholesterol, truck size, and TVs per household, the nation's average bra cup size has collectively risen. It's gone from a 34B in 1983 to a 34DD in 2013. Not at my house. I always thought it was just ABC and Lucky D's.
On your terms, from USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today, USAPodcasting.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Kevin McCarthy says he will not run again for Speaker of the House. He was given the boot yesterday in a historic vote forced by Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. It is the first time in U.S. history that the second in presidential succession has been removed. North Carolina Congressman Patrick McHenry is now acting Speaker until the House holds a Speaker election next week. Authorities in Charm City say 5 people were shot last night with non-life-threatening injuries. It happened at Morgan State University in Baltimore. A suspect or suspects remain at large. Amani Jackson witnessed the event and tells her story to WBAL-TV.
We're at the coronation. That's basically when you celebrate our Mr. and Mrs. Morgan State. And it was the first time being introduced to campus. And then we were all there to celebrate them. And then walking out, that's when we saw everything going on. And we were going back and forth trying to figure out which door we wanted to go through.
Lance Pry, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's going to be a good day.
Your thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
And the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither. Once my heart was filled with the love of a girl, I held her close, but she faded in the night, like a poem I meant to write. And the leaves that are green turn to brown.
A good Simon and Garfunkel songs. Simon and Garfunkel, I used to call them when I was a moldy oldie disc jockey back in the 60s and 70s.
Can we
and
say
they
that?
Don't. What?
I was just
who's
listening.
Your?
Can we say that?
What?
Is that allowed?
But Simon and Garfunkel? What's wrong with that?
It sounded like he said something else.
Yeah,
no,
like
you're just
that N in the, before the
oh, come. What, fart? Garfunkel?
The other one. The other F word.
Simon, you just have a bad mind. That's your problem.
Sure.
James Collins with a bad mind at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Jay's in Cleveland. I'm on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. I was looking over the results of the Powerball drawing. And the results are, I guess, depending on your point of view, not good if you bought a ticket, and good if you're if you think you could spend $1.2 billion. So there have been 33 straight drawings, no winner. I think that this, I think there is a, there's a fix on. I've always thought these things were fixed. I think they just don't have winners because they want more people to buy into the Powerball game so they have more money. So, how about that?
You got I don't think they're fixed at all. But I find this to be very good news because I forgot to buy a ticket. So this is
I haven't bought a lot of them. Yeah, okay. Well, I'll buy some more. All right. So Powerball is Wednesday night, and then Mega Millions is Friday, I think, right? Mega Millions is a paltry $292 million or something like that. Who needs that, right?
Powerball is Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. Mega is Tuesday, Friday.
Got it.
Nothing on Thursdays.
Jay is the queen of social media here, and you can reach us through all of the social media with the same handle now. It's at Good Day Networks. And I was off on a toot here a little earlier, and I'm looking around at some of the things that you have participated in. And because we're in the football season, I think a week or so ago I was talking, I'm not a fan, I don't promote football, I don't like it, I think it's dangerous for all ages. I do sign on to the people who are playing for money, they sign a contract, they know what the dangers are. Maybe it sounds cruel.
They know what they're getting themselves into. There are a lot of people in the medical field and scientists saying that children under a certain age should not play tackle football. It should all be flag football. There should not be tackle until, relatively speaking, bones are set.
Right, and that's when you're in your 20s. You grow up. Some people are, their bones have stopped growing at 18 or 19. A lot of times it's 20, 21. So we asked the question on our Good Day Network, our Good Day Network social media pages, what is the appeal of football, right? And then we ask you to name some other potentially dangerous sports. Why is it that people like to follow these things, like the old gladiator days? I'm looking at
look at boxing and MMA. Head.
The MMA stuff, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't really equate AEW or WWE with that because even though these are athletes and they are doing actual moves, they are choreographed moves. It's not actual fighting. These are soap operas of athletics in a way.
All right, so Nikki Lanigan said all-star cheering is a dangerous sport. Nobody ever talks about how dangerous it is. My roommate in college, my freshman year, joined the cheerleading squad. And a lot of people put him down. Yeah, that's for sissies. No,
no it's not. whenever people are like, cheerleaders aren't athletes, you try doing what they do. They are absolutely athletes.
Right. Absolutely is, yes. Carol Thomas, listener, said, we've tipped the scales in leniency and our expectation of fellow citizens are minimal. What does this have to do with sports? Family, huh? What is that going to do with it? Huh? This is a guy talking about how we settle things with our fists. Yeah, that's kind of a dangerous thing. There are a lot of people who... This guy, there. You mentioned in this in the setup for this, the fellow who got killed at the Patriots game a week or so ago, got into a fist fight.
Who was just a fan, yeah.
Died of a heart attack, yeah. See, that's the kind of stuff. Who needs that? Grow up. And that's the... People get so passionate with their teams. For God's sakes, it's only a game. Some of the fans take it more seriously than the people who are playing and getting paid a lot of money to play the game.
Yeah, and it's not fun. It is not fun to watch with people who is on an opposing team, and you can't just enjoy good sportsmanship where their team does something good and they're like, ha, in your face. And it's like, come on. Like, I clap when the other team does a really great move or something. I clap because... You acknowledge not just good sportsmanship, but you acknowledge a great athleticism. Like, wow, that was a really great move. Good hit, good run, whatever.
Yep. All right, here's the story of this missing 9-year-old New York girl. The good news is that she was found alive. She disappeared from a state park. This is the last weekend, 9-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
And New York State Police reported that they... found her. And there's somebody...
This is like something out of a show, out of a movie.
Yeah, out of SVU or something, right?
Yeah.
Did she get abducted? That was
yeah, she was.
Looks like she
so
was abducted.
She
yeah.
was riding bikes with friends, family members, people who she considers her cousins. They went around yeah. this loop a few times, and then they were pretty much done, and she wanted to go one more time, and 9 years old, wanted to feel like a big girl, and was like, I can do it by myself. Goes around the loop, but doesn't come back. And they start calling for her and searching for her. They find her bike, not her, not this child. And so immediately call 911. People were there, FBI, 911, police officers, everybody was there. They got people to look in the lakes. They had the canine units. And the chief, I believe it was, had said, this might be an abduction. We don't want to rule that
yeah.
out.
Right.
Well, then the family, they got a ransom note sent to their home, and there were fingerprints on the note. So they were able to trace that mm-hmm. the person whose fingerprints was in the system. And they basically looked at anybody this person is connected with and all locations, and they found this girl 48 hours later, unharmed, in good health, and she was reunited.
So he was not a mastermind criminal.
Mm-mm. Thankfully, yeah.
Exactly.
And no word if this person knew the family or not. I mean, she's 9. She would know her own address, so he could have just gotten it from her.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, absolutely heartbreaking and such a good ending that she was found and she's okay.
Right. All right. Here's the story of a homecoming queen that was told she can't crown the person who's succeeding her because she wore a Mexican sash to her graduation in Freeport, Texas. Huh?
Well,
yeah. What the hell? It's 2023.
Yeah.
Hello.
I remember when we were talking about this, that there was this whole ordeal that she wanted to wear this sash, and she was told
yeah.
she couldn't, and she did anyway.
Yeah.
And they still let her walk. She had pictures accepting her diploma and everything, but then they're like, no, you cannot. You're the last year's homecoming queen, and it's
by the principal.
Tradition.
He said she couldn't do it, right? Violation
yeah.
of the graduation dress code.
Yes, which, come on. Okay, so you're saying that somebody can't wear a sash from their heritage, yet somebody can use duct tape to create the middle finger on the top of their cap to wear for graduation, the cap and gown. Like,
this guy sounds
real.
Like a real genius. This is what's wrong with public education, in part. And a lot of people who don't see very, remember that song, I Can See Clearly Now? They don't.
Mm-mm.
America's Sweetheart. Who are the nominees for America's Sweetheart? Other than Jay Kirshner, who would be a nominee for America's Sweetheart?
Well, Julia Roberts and Sandra Bullock were America's Sweethearts for so many years that
yes.
they still immediately come to mind.
Yes.
Maybe Amanda Seyfried, Jennifer Lawrence, but I keep going to mm-hmm. actors. Are
yeah.
there non-actors on the list?
Well, Taylor Swift apparently is number one on the list now.
Oh, yes.
And
she alerted the whole world to the NFL. People are
right,
aware that football exists.
Right. That's the thing is America's Sweetheart
also on the map.
Have to be a female? Could it be? Could he be America's
like
Sweetheart?
Like Chris Evans? Chris Evans, come on. He's America's
yeah.
Sweetheart, isn't he?
Yeah, I like him. Neighbor, grew up down mm-hmm. the street here. Yeah. But I just wonder whether this is being overcooked. And is it going to be, will it be the ruination? All the focus on this stuff, I would think that they'd want some privacy. And yet, they can't seem to find that private spot. A lot of people who are visible find ways of having relationships that nobody knows about.
Mm-hmm.
How's that
happen?
Well,
that's what's so masterminded about Taylor Swift. Nothing gets out there that she doesn't want out there.
Uh-huh. So she wants this.
Well, she wants to go see his game. She wants to have fun. She wants to... Mm-hmm. She just got out of a very long relationship. Well,
what does
I don't
that
know
mean
what,
for
at the
her?
Beginning of the year, she got out of a very long relationship where... The relationship itself wasn't in the public eye for the most part. They didn't really walk red carpets together. They didn't do a lot of that stuff. And a lot of celebrity relationships choose to do that. Who is it? Eva Mendes and Ryan Gosling.
Oh, yeah.
They have only walked one red carpet together, and that was because they were both in the film.
A lot of people are asking, I'm kind of looking at names in the news here, LaPonza Butler. You know who she is?
LaPonza.
Would you pronounce it that way? I was pronouncing it Lap. La Fonza, I suppose, PH, yeah. She's replacing Dianne Feinstein. Does anybody know why? Why she's been selected? It isn't because of her qualifications, because she doesn't seem to have any, but she checks the box. She is...
What makes her unqualified?
I didn't say she was unqualified. There's a difference between unqualified and qualified. I didn't say she was unqualified. I just said,
okay,
is
she use your words, lacking the qualifications. So what makes her lacking the qualifications?
She doesn't really have any thing that would... she was an aide, I'm trying to remember who it was for, to somebody, and is, like, nobody knows who this woman is, and that may not be bad. You know, she's not a politician.
A lot of people didn't know who Dianne Feinstein was.
Yeah.
Sadly.
You mean when she died or when she was elected?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. It's very sad. And it's not only, because she was senator for California, and a lot of people aren't into politics in the way of they know what's going on outside of their state. I saw on social media where a lot of people were asking, why are flags flying at half mast? And then people were explaining why, and people were like, well, who's that? Well, why would we know that person?
Because of Dianne, you mean they didn't know Dianne Feinstein?
They didn't know who Dianne Feinstein, yeah.
Right. So you think there's a danger, you know, that brings up something. I was talking to a fellow who does work in radio yesterday. And your father and I actually were talking to him. And one of the things that came up was, you know, what do you talk about on the air? And I underscore the fact that we're not a political program like so many others are. And so this narrow audience for politics. And you just said, you know, there are those people who know who Kevin McCarthy is, but most people don't know who he is.
No.
Which is kind of astounding when you think about it. 20, no, let's make it 48 past the hour on Good Day.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad.
to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your two-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We got two good ones on the Good Day program. One of them is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who joins us every week at this time, and he also has a weekend hour under the banner of Good Day Health. So you can listen to Jack talk about things that are important in that download, and also on the air, gooddayhealthshow.com. There are a lot of things. Yeah, I was just talking about chickens and what you can tell about chickens. I don't know whether you're traveling, so you probably didn't listen like you normally do. What goes on? What can a chicken see? And what does a chicken think and stuff? And then I was looking at one of the things that you were talking about on the current download. Excuse me, the symmetry of one's face and what that tells us about his or her health. These are the kinds of things that Jack is well known for because he does a lot of studying. He's an encyclopedia of medical knowledge, so I like having him on. And often I'll ask him a question, and I'll ask the same question of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who does another hour of Good Day Health, because I know the answer is going to be different, just to get their point of view. So I want to talk about mask mandates in a moment with Jack. Brought to us, by the way, here, this is the Calitrin Salute, America's number one way to lose weight and keep it off. This is something very simple, non-toxic. I know Jack likes it because it's not invasive. All you have to do to figure out how it'll work for you is go to toploss.com and check out the ingredients, the fact that it's made here in our country. They've been in business for over a quarter of a century. And results, 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 results. That's what's so good about Calitrin. That's why they are in business after 27 years, because they get results. Now, I could ask Jack about what happens when something breaks down, a protein and C-reactive stuff, and that's how it works, but you don't want to know that. You don't care. You just want to know that it's all natural. It'll do nothing but help you. And so start the program by going to toploss.com and checking out all the benefits of this natural way to lose weight and keep it off called Calitrin. All right, so masks. You have been studying masks. We've all been studying masks. We seem to have this crank up again in COVID, or at least some people would want us to think there's a crank up. in COVID. I've seen more and more people lately go back to wearing masks, but there are no mandates, I don't think. Are there any? Have you seen any examples?
Well, there's some colleges. There's a few colleges around the country. There's a few local public school districts that have that are playing with it. Mm. But the important thing is, just in time, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons recently issued a statement saying such things as, all masking mandates currently in place must be rescinded and no future mandates should be imposed. And this is coming from physicians and surgeons because of the what's called the pathophysiological changes, the detrimental changes that happen to the human body with prolonged mask wearing, such as decrease in blood oxygen, decrease in cardiopulmonary capacity, difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, dizziness, drowsiness, feeling of dampness and heat, feeling of exhaustion, headache, impaired skin barrier function with acne.
Wow. Yeah.
And we're talking about kids in school. We're talking about elementary children. We're talking about middle school and high school having to go through this kind of stuff. And
so this would be something we should post this. Jay, can you post this on our social media? I think people should read this. Make your own decision. But I think this needs to be posted at all of our social media sites. This is something that is the only thing I think of is the research that shows that none of them did any good to begin with, except for the N95. The rest of it was all showtime.
Wait a second. A Cochrane system review just said this. It did not show a clear reduction in respiratory viral infection with the use of medical surgical masks, and there were no clear differences between the use of medical surgical masks compared with an N95 or P2 respirator in healthcare workers. So it didn't do any good to have an N95 compared to just a cloth mask. Yes.
Because that seems to be, that was the standard until you just debunked it.
Right. Well, and it's also a little more dangerous because there's less air transfer.
Right. Yeah. See, you're more there's less getting into your system. Right.
Right.
All right. Jack Stockwell, Nooka chiropractor, a GAPS practitioner, got a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, and is the host of one of the Good Day Health shows on the weekend, gooddayhealthshow.com. Hi, Dr. Jack with Jay and Doug, 59 past the hour.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.